For 15 years, Hayes-based Sunflower Electric Power Corporation has been trying to expand its coal-fired power plant near Holcomb. But for a variety of reasons, the site is still just bare dirt. And with the new greenhouse gas rules for power plants, there's new doubt that construction will ever take place.
Long term, either way, there will not be any new coal plants built in Kansas, and Holcomb 2 is dead, other than getting an official stamp on it.
That's the Kansas Sierra Club's Bill Griffith. The EPA's new rules for limiting greenhouse gas emissions from power plants cover more than 3,000 pages. And for the first time, the rules say that if the Holcomb plant is ever built, it would likely be regulated as a new plant rather than an existing one.
It matters a lot whether Holcomb is classified as a new or an existing power plant.
That's Anna Sewell. She's an attorney with the environmental law firm Earth Justice.
As a new source, Holcomb would have to have absolute limits in its operating permit on the amount of carbon dioxide that it can emit.
The limits in the final Clean Power Plan are not as strict as those in the version originally proposed last year. But that may not matter. The Holcomb facility would be the largest carbon dioxide emitter in Kansas.
Holcomb would have a very hard time meeting that limit unless it used something like carbon capture and sequestration technology, which is very expensive and which Sunflower has not proposed using for Holcomb.
The new plant might still be viable if Sunflower officials could convince EPA to treat the expansion as an existing plant. Then state environmental officials could try to meet the statewide emissions target without imposing a firm limit on the new plant.
So, for example, if Holcomb 2's emissions are too high to meet the existing source standards, Kansas can offset those emissions with other things like new renewable resources or new energy efficiencies.
Sunflower officials had argued that all of the design and engineering work that's gone into the planned expansion make it an existing plant. But the EPA says in the new rule that it's, quote, unaware of any physical construction activity. Still, utility officials aren't yet willing to concede that the proposed rule would close the door on the expansion project. Spokesperson Cindy Hurdle declined to be interviewed, but said in an email that the company was still evaluating the new rule. For now, Sunflower's best hope might be the court system. A case involving the permit issued by the state could strengthen the company's existing plant argument. And Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has joined his counterparts in 15 other states to urge the EPA to delay the new rules until the courts can review them.
It appears from the EPA's own summary that the Obama administration has failed to accommodate the comments that were offered by my office, the Department of Health and Environment, the Kansas Corporation Commission, and nearly 4.5 million others regarding the EPA's massive restructuring of state economies by regulating the generation and dispatch of energy to consumers and businesses.
Schmidt and his colleagues argue that transforming the way energy is generated should be a matter for elected leaders, not federal bureaucrats. Environmental groups say they're confident that the new Clean Power Plan will withstand any legal challenges. Either way, the prospects for Sunflower Electric's Holcomb expansion appear dim. The EPA says it appears chances of the plant actually being built and operated are remote because economic conditions no longer favor coal-fired power plants. I'm Brian Thompson.